The disgraced former Haitian president Jean-Claude Duvalier, or Baby Doc, has made a shock return to the country he fled 25 years ago. Sarah Dingle spoke to Los Angeles-based author Amy Wilentz, who, as a young journalist, watched Baby Doc flee Haiti.
That was a totally corrupt regime. Certainly it was understood that Jean-Claude and his wife were personally corrupt and stole a lot of money from the Haitian people.
In the 1980s, Amy Wilentz was living in Haiti under the presidency of Jean-Claude Duvalier, or Baby Doc. Baby Doc got his nickname from his father, François Duvalier, a former president who was widely known as Papa Doc. Papa Doc's rule was marked by its extreme human rights abuses. Wilentz says this abated somewhat under Baby Doc, but hundreds still perished.
It was more, you know, you take a political prisoner and you stick him in a famous old Haitian prison, and then you just let him rot. But it wasn't so much go to their house, burn down their house with their family in it, take them out to the street corner and tie them to a chair and shoot them and leave the body there for 5 days like Papa Doc did.
During the last years of Jean-Claude Duvalier's rule, riots became common as hunger and poverty spread. Amy Wilentz was in Haiti the day Baby Doc was forced to flee after months of protests against his presidency.
And it was a very exciting moment when he drove onto the U.S. cargo plane in his car, taking it out of the country with his wife and his family, and the Haitian people felt that they had had a great victory over dictatorship.
Since then, Baby Doc has lived in exile in France, staying away from the country of his birth until today. Jean-Claude Duvalier says he's returned to Haiti to help his people after last year's devastating earthquake. Amy Wilentz questions the timing of his arrival, with the outcome of Haiti's November presidential elections yet to be decided.
Of course, I don't think that this man should have anything to do with Haitian politics. Merely by setting foot in the country, he raises a lot of political questions. So somebody let him back in. Somebody said, yeah, we give you the okay. And the population of Haiti is largely 25 years and younger. So most people don't remember Duvalier. So I don't think that there's going to be the kind of popular fury at his return that there was at his remaining when he was finally asked it. It seems inconceivable that he's coming home to retire. So my sense is he's coming home to assert some kind of political will.
Amy Wilentz says if Baby Doc can return, so too can Jean-Bertrand Aristide, another Haitian president who was ousted in a coup in 2004.
Sarah Dingle speaking to author Amy Wilentz.